Harry, near Lexington. Harry, is it you down here, sister?
His name's Harry Goldsberry, and he is at Lexington, Indiana. Those two.
Yes, I've got to do something here then in reference to your well-being. Hold on. Sister, you've been having trouble in the last few days with your throat?
Yes.
All right, let's go down. You had any trouble with one of your breasts, perhaps a little more enlarged than the other?
Not as I know on right now.
Well, I know it happens to be. You wouldn't naturally notice that. You're not a vain person, so that was kind of a question. You have a son, Carl?
Yes.
And a daughter, Vivian?
Yes.
I'm reaching out to spare both their lives through you. Has there some history of ulcers in your family?
In my immediate family, do you mean?
Yes.
I don't know of that. But in
your brother had a problem with his stomach,
yes,
didn't he?
Sir. Yes.
He's dead though now. He's dead and gone, isn't
yes.
he?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yes.
Emma?
My mother-in-law.
Rita Shirana. Your father has had a stroke 2 or 3 years ago?
He died in 50 or 51, just after I came over from England.
Who is Harry?
Harry Goldsberry is my father-in-law. He may have had a stroke.
Yes, he has. He's got heart trouble.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Hands clasped. Let's get through the vibration here. Tiraramakoshananandika. God. See, the more of God, the more of God you see. Into the breast we move. Into the body we move by the Spirit. But I see, I take care of, have no fear. Jesus is near. Did your father have any growth?
My father?
Yes.
Yes, sir, he...
Yes.
I think it was in the throat.
Yes, sure. Well, I say you have the long years of your mother who went to her 90s. You believe God now. I take the cancer out of your body now. In the name of Jesus. God Almighty, praise it. Should you praise God too? Well, she's told me nothing, but the Spirit can reach all the way and knows what happened in Indiana and knows her life and knows what her loved one died of. God Almighty. Praise God. Sam, that must be the street. Castillo? Hope, sister, do you have a navy blue scarf?
Navy blue.
With a pink edge. Something that looks like that from a distance. I'm colorblind. It's not presently on you. I'm not speaking something necessarily on you.
Well,
it has some scarf with flowers in it.
Yes, I have.
Do you have a red glass dish in your home?
I don't think so. Not a red one. Orange. Deep orange.
I see an orange towel.
Yes.
There must be some difference in the color of the towel. Not so far from the dish.
Well, it's a napkin.
Could be.
Yes.
You've got to change some things. Your husband named John?
Yes.
On the end table, next to a couch in your room, the young woman, is that a youngster, some loved one?
Yes.
Rakanasha. Each one I'm calling, their life is spared. Just when you touch that picture, do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Will you do that?
young woman.
Do you touch the picture with this cross? You understand it's very important. Do you have a big black Bible?
Yes, well, it's blue mm-hmm. covering. Blue.
On the table?
Yes.
As I said, I'm colorblind. Move that away, out. I know some of you come to your background, some of your Catholic background tradition.
Yes, yes.
Well, just do what I say. The letter kills.
Yes.
Get it out of sight, if you will, because I've got to save each one that I've mentioned from one condition or another. Now, sister, you work with foods?
Yes.
I'm not going to go into anything here. Frozen foods?
Yes.
Save this. Take this as something that in your process of your work you picked up. It would come out as cancer in your body, but now it will be stopped.
Oh.
Just that cloth has done it. God. Touch the picture. Touch the picture. That's all thank you. Of the daughter. Bless you. Hands clasped. Needless to say, I don't know you. Is that correct here?
That's right, you don't know me.
Thank you. Hands clasped. John, who lives on Granada Avenue, 177. This saves his life. Also, my dear, place this under his mattress. Sister, it also stops the female condition in you, cancer in your body. Heals you. Out to, she knows nobody knows her but God. It's all right. She'll not hurt herself. Praise God too. Don't move right now. The anointing's on. She knows that nobody knows anything about her life, and God tells her these things to cause you to praise Him. Yes, well, see, what you thought is so, but it's gone now because God met you. Needless to say, you don't know me and you've told no one here about your husband or what you thought or what you had in your body. You didn't tell anybody, did you? But the Spirit knows it all. It's wonderful. Black hat on a cane. Black hat. Kind of a crutch. You hear me, sister? I see a mental picture. Sometimes I can get names, and other times to test your faith, I just throw it out like that. I can give more, but I'm not going to give more. If you want to get off the crutch, it's a nice time to do it. Black hat. Bless you. Well, come on out of there, sister. Come out of there fast.
Oh, but it's dancing with the woman. Dancing with her. She dances about crazy. In the front of the auditorium here, dancing about crazy. He's healed from something else. She tests her stomach area, presses her stomach area, then raises her hands and praising, testifying the pain that she had in that region is gone.
Pain is gone. This is the lady that was on the crutch. Been a long year you've been suffering with that. Yes, yes, but now it's gone. It's gone. Praise God. Then it's gone. Praise God.
She continues to praise.
Mighty long way.
Thank Almighty God. Working through the pastor that brought her the healing. Praise God.
I said, you brought me mighty long. Edith Alexander, hands clasped. Sister, shout as strongly as you can to me because there's no microphone to hear. Who uses Kent cigarettes?
That's honest. Miller High Life beer. Thank you. Little Shemekai, your honesty's doing a lot for you, my dear. You'd be surprised. Who's Everett Jackson? Would you tell him of this work? You'll find he doesn't know a thing of me, never talked to me or anything of that sort. Just tell him of this work. Do you used to live on some other kind of a street, Willer or something, Willier? Mm-hmm. You know anybody in Albuquerque? William Street? 1023 William Street. Send this cloth to them. This will save their life. Just a moment. You told no one about any of your loved ones, of course, or anything? Here? In your throat, there's beginning a problem from the tobacco. A thickness, a tightening. We've got to stop it. Also, back in the back and the side, there's been some distress. When you come down, go to the bathroom, you'll pass the cancer. Take these cloths. Take these cloths. One for the person in Albuquerque, New Mexico, that I just mentioned. And needless to say, stop the Kent cigarettes and the High Life beer.
Welcome.
He said, thank you, darling. God bless, God bless. There's the ghost she passed. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Hey, God. You're most welcome. You're most welcome, child. I appreciate when I asked her, I was leaving room there for her not to be embarrassed. I asked, who smokes Kent? Now, I do. Who smokes Miller High Life? I do. Hey, it's wonderful. Elizabeth Dixon, my darling, hold up your brown billfold. Hold it up. Got to have some further contact about that hemorrhaging. Want to be sure that the quick work done for you, my love. Got a youngster, who is Cheryl?
Yes.
Yeah. Ramakandiya Shanda Tata Ramakata Ramakaraina. Put this with your yellow Kleenexes.
Yeah.
Where's your husband?
At home.
Yes, and he's not so much to this belief, huh?
Well, he just hadn't been to see. I told him seeing is believing.
Yeah. You're a singled out woman. Yeah. God's just gonna keep you and gonna keep your child, yes, my God, in the spirit.
Yes.
Don't listen to any of them because they'll try to tell you that God can do it.
Yes.
Just as they have already.
Yes, I know.
Just don't pay attention to them,
I
though.
I know that.
Because the spirit stopped that cancer in your body. There's no soreness now. No. And the spirit stopped it.
Yes.
And don't let anybody take away your liberty.
Yes.
And tell Cleo, is it?
Yes.
Tell him to find his way in the house of God. He's got troubled heart.
Yes,
yes.
Yes.
He's got troubled heart.
Yes.
But if he'll get in and find it, it'll set him free.
Yes, yes. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He healed the sick and he raised the dead. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He brought joy, joy, joy to my soul.
Wayne?
Yes.
What's your crisis?
Quite a few.
Your son 16?
Yes.
The problem that's most important to you, it's in your body now, is cancer. Distress in your abdomen, around your side. I'm taking it away from you now. If you come down now, I'll touch your body and it'll be healed.
Yes, he did. Yes, he had to brought joy, joy, joy to my soul.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. He healed the sick and he raised the dead. Yes, he did. Yes, he and he brought joy, joy, joy to my soul. I've considered the world about you.
Dodge, affirmative.
I'm telling nation about this. Tell them what Jesus has done. Tell them that
he gives
her
a cloth. Give her the cloth of best protection. Now, I said you write me about the financial situation. Now, when I touch the place where it's done. It's done right now. Now touch, you'll find no soreness now. Gone, isn't it? No problem now, is it?
It is all gone. Amazing. The pain which had
thank
been
God.
In her side
thank
is
God.
Now gone. She pressed herself to see that it was gone, and it is indeed gone.
Yes, he did. Here's a sick time.
The problems of her body, but the problems of her life.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Heal the sick and he raised the dead.
Now, my God. Betty Kirkendall. Hold your hand up. For your lungs. Something is in your lungs. We have a child, Angela. It saves her life. This saves you of a cancerous death in your lungs and saves your child. And my God did just what he said. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Heal the sick and he raised the dead. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He brought
joy to my soul.
Phillips, Charlie Phillips, there's some trouble in your back. Brother, that you better take this cloth and place it on. You hear what I'm saying?
I hear.
Will you do it?
I will.
You had some difficulty there? You've been involved in some kind of difficulty where your back has been injured?
About 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. You fell.
That's right.
To be exact, you fell 4 feet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take that. That'll keep your spine from being severed by a disc pushing into it. Now, it won't happen. Blessed be God.
Thank you.
Who has a doctor? Some city far away, it seems to me. Suite number 203. I never heard such a name. Fitzobert Emeritus. Has such a doctor.
The woman in the dress is standing, waiting out for the microphone.
Do you know any Diane Drury?
Yes, I do.
5127 Creeley.
Yes.
In Richmond.
Yes.
You're Fresno, huh?
Yes.
I have to see this in the country cinema. I see a white Ford station wagon. Do you know anyone with a white Ford station wagon?
No. She might have.
If such a station wagon comes in your contact, please let me know.
Yes, I will.
Please, now. I've got to do what contact would you have with the Fresno Municipal Credit Union?
Oh, we had a loan.
You have a loan?
No, we did have.
I see.
Well, I want to keep you from a couple of things. You notice any sensation, peculiar sensation in your ears?
Since you've been talking?
Mm-hmm.
They feel kind of light.
Put on my, that's all right, that's all right. I have exactly 3 minutes. Touch this to your head. It'll stop a stroke in your body.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Touch both ears. Take one on both ears. Both. Now it's done, sister. It's all right.
Thank you.
All right
so
now?
Much.
Your ears all right now?
Uh-huh.
Yes. You're all right now?
Uh-huh.
Fine.
Thank
Don't
you.
Have any fear now. Don't have
Thank
any fear.
Thank you so much.
Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Father's love's real, and I can feel His holy power. Someone here in the Inez, if you think you have cancer, please do not be disturbed. Who is it think you have cancer? Inez? No. I know, you're calling it. It's something like feel or sing for you, sing with you.
Thank you, fear.
I know my Inez is.
That's right.
Condition in your knee?
That's right.
Makes it very difficult for you to even walk. Huh?
That's right.
I speak to the Christ in you. I don't know you. First time here?
First time.
Come walking, darling.
She's
finding her way to the aisle now. She's starting down the aisle.
There's
a little bit of a limp is noted. More than a little. She's limping fairly heavily on her left thigh. Seems to be improving though as she approaches the front with a passer waiting for her.
It's like your gold. God is real.
Loving me now, the pastor lays his hands upon her leg, on her knee.
You have a blood pressure problem too, don't you?
Yes.
God is real. Inside my soul.
Now, let's try. What? Now, just jump up and down on the knees. Jump up and down on them. Jump up and down on them. Jump up and down. Jump up on them. I won't let you fall. Just jump up and down. Just jump up and down, darling. Just jump up and down. Just
she's now flexing and bending her knees.
I want the pain to leave now. Pain still there. Keep it going. Touch my knee. Take it. I have to bear. No, put your knee on my knee. Now, I feel it going into my leg. I can tell when it goes. And I'm willing to take it in my body because you certainly have suffered enough with it. Now, don't you worry. Cancer not going to take you. Cancer not going to take you. No. Now, pain gone, sure. Sure, it's gone.
Now,
all those years, but it's gone. Oh, God took it. God took it. By His stripes, you are healed.
She's crying now.
Let her go around and touch some others. It'll all
right. Around her.
It's wonderful. She's got reason to shout because the pain's all gone. Go with it. You'd shout too if the pain left you. If cancer left your bone. Oh, God is real. Father's real in your soul. Just now visualize.